What a day it was for the Emirates Australian Open, and it's the local boy made good. But all the hard work that went into that victory by Matt Jones, his coach Gary Barter joins us. G'day, Gary.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, hard work and plenty of it, mate.
Yeah, mate, enjoying the rest. But I got to tell you, I think Matty did all the hard work.
Yeah, you should.
We had all the stress. I didn't realise it was a need for heartburn tablets until that day, but it was nice.
So you're saying you're a tad nervous following him around?
You know what, Stuart? It's like in sport. You sort of get conditioned over the years to sort of things not always going how it's planned. And I've got to tell you, though, when he tripled nine, we sort of all took a bullet. And even though Matty said that he knew he was still leading and he knew he had some birdies in him, to come back twice in any sport's tough. Like, you can take that bad start he got, and then he sort of ground away, got back, was still three in front after playing the eighth, then to triple nine and get on that 10th tee, and Tampling had shot 61. We didn't know at the time that Scotty was on his way to shooting 65. He definitely had it all in front of him.
Yeah, incredible. It's hard to believe Matt, as good as he is and as consistent as he is, it's only his second real victory.
That's a good point, Terry. Matt, obviously he's been a hell of a player. He left
absolutely.
He left Australia when he was 17 and a half, 18, and at the time in the Australian Junior Championship, Scotty won, and Matt was second, and Baddeley was third. So he could play, but their careers got going a lot earlier. He went to college. Like, Aaron obviously won the Australian Open at 99 and 2000. Scotty went to college, I think for about a year at Las Vegas. Turned pro early. Matt then went on the nationwide tour for 4 years. He had four or five runners up. He got beaten in a couple of playoffs. And then he obviously went, made his way on the PGA tour. But as far as winning, having that sort of winning pedigree, he hadn't really had a lot of winning, and he even though he won Houston and he won in fantastic style, to win leading the Australian Open in front of the members, yeah, in front of the young kids here that idolise him, to do it with Scotty, one of his best mates, putting the heat on him, playing with Jordan Spieth, the number one in the world, like, I tell you what, the golfing gods were smiling on him, and he also had unbelievable courage. Jordan did say that was one of the most courageous wins he's ever seen. So that's what I've been sort of replying in my 300 odd texts, that he just dug deep, and good on him, and we're very proud of him, and that's why we love sport.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, that's why we love sport. It's just that human endeavour to do that at that time and hit those iron shots into 14, 15, 16 at the Australian Golf Club in 69th, 70th hole of the Australian Open is amazing.
Yeah, it certainly was. What about his putt on the last? It was a tad, he sort of tugged it a bit left, but it just sort of broke in nicely, didn't it?
yeah, you know, I was looking at I hadn't actually seen the replay of the tournament. I got home last night and I sort of quickly fast forward through a lot of the coverage, and I was watching him in that last round. He made some really good putts, and that's what we'd been working on pretty much all week leading up to the tournament. And there's no doubt about it, he definitely left himself that awful length putt that you don't want. And, you know, I tell you what, I keep looking at it. I'm still waiting for it to miss. I've got to tell you, I replayed it 20 times.
stop replaying it, Gary.
I tell you what, CK, I was replaying it, and it got to that ninth hole again. I'm still thinking, am I going to pinch myself and wake up? Because for him to win it from there is credit to him. And, yeah, we're all very proud of him.
Gary, the only thing you need to replay is him lifting the trophy.
Absolutely.
And all the years and years of hard work that you've put into him and he's put into himself to get to that point in time.
Yeah, it was a great day. It was great day for everybody. And, as a coach, it's while we get up early and go home late, and why our wives are cranky with us. But I've got a beautiful wife, Nicole, and she's putting up with me, which is good.
That's good,
Gary,
news.
Thank you for your time this morning. Congratulations to you and to Matt, and I'm sure I'll bump into you out there at the golf course again soon.
Yeah, good on you, mate.